Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on WVQCLP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. Now broadcasting from the Crosley Telecommunications Center and Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
WVQC-LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening to WVQC 95.7 and Hemp Rock Radio. Do you wanna marijuana? Do you wanna marijuana with me? Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint host, Mima Gobb. Featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC-7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420 here on WVQC-LP 95.7 FM. Low power to the people.
That I understand is how you feel like a man with a gun in your hand. Well, I don't know, but I've been told these things are gonna kill me. I'd rather be stoned. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we the people help relieve the pain of this nation. See the people come together, let's all join hands. Free the people. Can't you see? Why don't you understand? How you feeling? How you feeling? It feels so good. How you feeling? How you feeling? It feels so good.
You want in the world in my army party. You want in the world in my little party. Come and sit back, relax. This a natural vibe, we love to party. Me say me call it ganja, you say you call it green tea. You call it astrad, you say you call it sensei. No matter what you call it, it make you feel irie. This a natural vibe, we love to party.
it's alright. Pick a fight with just the alcohol. Is it talking tonight? And is it just one thing that I don't understand? Is how you feel like a man with a gun in your hand. Well, I don't know, but I've been told this thing's not gonna kill me. I'd rather be stoned. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, need the people. Of this nation, see the people coming together. Let's all join hands, free the people. Can't you see? What don't you understand?
Are you part of a community group that has something to say? What if you could spread your own message with your own radio station?
Who, us?
Yeah, you.
Well, your chance is now. The Local Community Radio Act passed. As soon as the summer of 2012, community groups and nonprofits will have a one-time chance to apply for a community radio station. Amplify your voice on the airwaves.
Local issues, local media, local control. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio for more information.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQC-LP Cincinnati.
WVQC is dedicated to giving a voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Frequency City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
That's right, Burn Man. It is the voice of the Queen City here on WVQC, and of course we are a great signal. Had a little glitch last week, so for anybody out there driving around during drive time hours, leaving or going to work here in the tri-state area, we apologize. We don't think we were getting out. Something was up with the tower, but we're fixed now. Strong signal. Want to thank Rob for that and give kudos to everybody out there in WVQC Radio Land at 95.7 FM here in Cincinnati. Now, if you're a member of the station, keep your eyes out for the email. You will have the opportunity to vote for the advisory programming advisory panel, and so I want to remind you folks of that. That will come in your email anytime. If you're a member still, you can vote. If not, you can be a member. It's only $30. You can do that, like Charlie did from the U.S. Marijuana Party. He'll have a vote next year. Now, of course, I am the Happy Hemptress. I'm rolling up the pot today, just by myself. And I have a pre-recorded interview that we did last night at the Hemp Rock headquarters and the WEED Radio Network studios. And of course, it was with my good friend Wayward Bill, Bill Shingalis from Denver and the U.S. Marijuana Party, as well as his friend from Wyoming, who is also, I think he said executive. I was stoned last night, folks. What can I say? So just listen to the interview. Charlie will tell you what he is. But that is coming up in just a few minutes. It is Wayward Bill and Charlie on the Weed the People Tour on the way to the D.C. July 4th Smoke-In 2012, the 43rd annual. And I want to say it was a pleasure to have them in my home and be able to take care of them on their way and support. That's how I'm supporting, and that's how Hemp Rock is supporting the July 4th Smoke-In this year, is helping those on the way there. And so if you do want to go there, stay tuned. You'll get all the information. It is this Wednesday, July 4th in Washington, D.C., if you can get there. Now, I've only got about 30 seconds, so I want to tell you there's a lot of things happening, so stay tuned for an update Thursday. Mima Susan, who is not here today, she is going to be in Frankfort, Kentucky at the Capitol, along with a lot of other folks, and Senator Perry Clark out of the Louisville, Kentucky area. He is going to have a news conference at 2 p.m. on the Capitol steps in Frankfort. It is, of course, to announce the Gatewood-Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act that he will be introducing in Kentucky's Senate this year. We'll find out when during that conference. We'll have an update live from Frankfurt from Susan this Thursday on Thursday's show. Same time, same place, 4 o'clock right here on WVQC. So stay tuned for that. We certainly here as Hemp Rock and the Willie Nelson Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati Teapot Party support Gatewood Galbraith's Medical Marijuana Memorial Act, and I can't wait. Now, for those folks who are weeds fans, not weed, but weeds fans, on Showtime, of course, tonight kicks off the beginning of the end. It is the kickoff for the last season. Now, I've not caught the last few seasons, but I know it's great. So just letting folks know that if you do have Showtime and you want to watch it, tonight's the kickoff of the last part of the last season. So without further ado, again, I'm the Happy Hemptress. I'm going to roll up these clips. Got a couple clips going in. And, oh, before I forget, the song at the top of the hour was Weed the People by The Natural Vibes. And you can find them, I'm sure, on the web. And I got another couple clips I'm going to play. And then there's a 43-minute interview with the USMJ party folks, Wayward Bill and Charlie Lake, and on the way to the D.C. July 4th smoke-in. And I hope everybody has a great time and, of course, enjoying this interview. I certainly did. I probably won't be back. The show will be over after that, and we'll just see you Thursday. And you know what to do in between. I'm the Hemptress, and here's the guys.
Three generations of hemp, cannabis, marijuana prohibition greatly contribute to planetary deforestation, pollution, and ozone destruction. Let hemp compete in construction, paper, fiber, fuel, nutritional, and pharmaceutical corporations. Cannabis has been safe, efficient medicine for many illnesses throughout all generations and for natural relaxation. Still, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars and throw away our Constitution to continue this insane persecution.
Over 10 million seriously ill patients must look for their medicine on the streets. They, their friends, relatives, and physicians constitute a large segment of the 400,000 arrested yearly because of marijuana prohibition. Where is justice here? Where is freedom here? Stop arresting sick people. Stop putting innocent people in jail.
Oh, say I can't see where the hell's my vising and my eyesight's not too keen. I hope you're not driving. Who's fat sack and new pipe? We get fucked up all night. And the weed is not stale. It's okay to inhale. Get the munchies like hell. Then we run to the bell. Hit the bong one more time. Then pass it, 'cause it's mine. Oh, say does that weed get me so high? Legalize it today and get smoked out tonight.
Hi, folks. I am, of course, the Happy Hemptress. This is a television recording for public access with Hemp Rock TV, as well as Hemp Rock Radio, which is going to air on July 2nd on Monday. Now, I want to say, first of all, for the radio listeners out there who are fans of Hemp Rock Radio and WVQC Radio, Monday, July 2nd, was and is our second anniversary of being live
on 95.7 FM. I'm very, very proud to celebrate that. It is really Sunday, of course. I'm recording at the Hemp Rock headquarters in the WEED Radio Network studios. And we are not only recording for the television audience, but as well as the WVQC radio listeners, and celebrating that two-year anniversary, July 2nd, on air 95.7 for the listeners out there in Radio Land. And, of course, I have two very, very special guests here in the studio with me. What was that?
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Charlie. I appreciate that. And, of course, for the station, WVQC. It is really there.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. So now I want to tell everybody who the guests are. Of course, I want to say this first of all. You know, here in Cincinnati, we don't get a lot of folks live from the rest of the movement outside of the tri-state area to come on live, not only for radio, but especially for television recording. So I want to say I'm really pleased to thank both of you for making the stop in Cincinnati to do this kind of recording.
Thrilled. I'm very honored that you're having us for this first broadcast that you've had in a while for TV. It's a great honor. You don't get to be on TV all the time. Lots of times you're talking on the radio or you're doing a remote by telephone. This is a great thing. I'm honored. I'm tickled pink.
Well, I am definitely tickled pink to have you on. You've been on the radio show before in the past, but very seldom. We don't get many people here in Cincinnati. Now, I'm going to introduce who they are here in just a minute, but what's going on is we are celebrating not only July 2nd here at WVQC, but it's July 4th week, and every year now for, what is this, the 42nd smoke-in?
43rd, yeah.
43rd smoke-in in D.C. for the July 4th smoke-in put on by the Yippies and other organizations that support. Now, so what these guys are doing is they've come from Denver and Wyoming and made a stop here to visit on the way to join us for Hemp Rock TV and radio prior to going to D.C. for the 2012 July 4th smoke-in. Now, of course, who they are is Wayward Bill. He is the CEO. No, what did you say?
I am the chairman of the United States Marijuana Party. Thank you.
The chairman. That's right, the chairman of the United States Marijuana Party. And your traveling partner, of course, is Charlie Lake out of Wyoming, Wyoming Marijuana Party, let's say it that way, right?
Chairman of the Wyoming State Chapter.
The Wyoming State Chapter. And so you guys, they're supporting this issue. Now, I unfortunately am not going to be able to make the July 4th smoke, and it's just something that I can't pull together. But I'm really glad that there's a lot of good support. I mean, you guys are coming in from Denver and Wyoming. How long is that actual trip from where you are to D.C.?
It takes about 2.5 days. We've been taking our time to just abiding and enjoying the nice weather. It's been hot every day, so we don't want to overtax Charlie's vehicle.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it worked out to be roughly a 3,600-mile round trip from Denver.
Wow. So now, I know you don't know actually till you get there, but what is the feeling of how many people you think might end up in D.C. this year?
I'm starting to wonder because right now they're having the power outages on the East Coast, and I don't know how that's going to affect it. It seemed that because the United States Marijuana Party is having its first political convention ever during the smoke-in, while the music's going on in the rear, we're going to hammer out the party and its future. I was expecting more people because of that. I'm guessing to say hopefully we get 3,000 to 5,000 people all total. Whether they're there for the party convention or not, I don't know. But hopefully that they'll be there to celebrate, first of all, the nation's birthday and the 43rd annual smoke-in. And this year the theme for the 43rd annual smoke-in is basically we're asking Obama to reschedule marijuana as medicine.
Yeah, as well as hemp and everything else.
Correct.
Yeah, there's different groups doing different things. You know, this past week we had David Bronner, grandson of Dr. Bronner, who started the Bronner Soaps that uses hemp oil in the products. And he locked himself in a metal cage in D.C. about a month ago in front of the White House and was in the process of kind of pressing the hemp in order to make hemp butter, and was going to spread it on his toast. And, of course, this stunt of course, got him arrested. And so now he has to go to court. And don't know if the president was watching, but so along with the medical, there are the groups, including Bronner's, that supports the hemp issue. And I think, although it is considered the smoke-in, I think that's about freedom of liberties and your choice of medicine, of what clothes you want to wear, what oil you want to use, that kind of stuff. So
anymore, it's not just medicine, but it's your overall health.
So now I want to get some background on both of you, and then we'll talk about the party and the different things and goals that the party has. Of course, again, it is the U.S. Marijuana Party. And wasn't this originally founded by some folks along with Mark Emery?
Yes, Loretta Now, who is now, she's executive director for Alabama's for Compassionate Care. She is still in the movement. She has run for governor a few times on the U.S. Marijuana ticket. In Alabama.
That's right. That's right. And I think he was the Canadian party, and then along with Loretta.
Correct. He founded the British Columbia Marijuana Party.
That's right. Well, of course, now Mark Emery should not be in jail, no matter how many seeds he sold, whether in this country or any other. But he is doing time in a U.S. prison for selling seeds, and they claim, but we all know it was really because he was also Cannabis Culture Magazine and has ran for office and numerous other things. You know, they target the leaders of our organization, and I hope that as a leaders of the organizations in your state and in the country, that they don't start doing those kind of things, because they see that as taking our generals out, whether we die off or whatever. But so let's go to the backgrounds. I know you've been on the show before in the past, Bill. Of course, now, Bill Shangelis, is that correct?
Shangelis,
I'm so sorry. Shangelis, that's right. Sorry about that, folks. He is also known as Wayward Bill. You can find him in Facebook and certain on other sites as well. But so tell us your background. I know you've done this before, but let's do that again for folks who have not heard you on the show in the past.
I started out as a young activist for the Democratic Party. I joined the Democratic Party when I was 12 years old. I worked within the party, basically doing flyers door to door. Got involved at the age of 15 on working on getting the 18-year-old vote. Because of my work, I got when I was 17 years old, the party chose me to go with the Ohio delegation to Chicago, which was for the Democratic Convention in 1968, which we all know turned into the Richard Daley police riot.
That
changed my policescape, so to speak. You know, I got to, you know, in the daytime, because we were pages, we were kids there, and so we naturally went to the park to see what was going on, and I got to hear John Sinclair speak and the MC5 play, and a few other speakers, and it basically, like I said, changed my policescape, basically turned me into a marijuana socialist.
Let's all be communal with it, right?
Yes, yes. Back then, it seemed the way to go. That my ideas of socialism have changed a little. That it isn't as free as people believe it is.
That's right. That's right. Now, so how long have you been the chairman of the U.S. Marijuana Party? Of course, you can see the poster on the wall behind Bill.
I've been the chairman basically for a year now. Prior to that, for a year, I was the chairman of the Colorado chapter. Prior to that, I basically was the executive director for the Colorado Party, and then before that, I was just another drone or droid for the party.
Soldier. That's a soldier.
For the soldier. But I've been involved with marijuana activism all my life. One of the things, I know constitutional law, I got into being involved with the ACLU for years as a volunteer working for them. Basically, in 2008, I had an epiphany about, well, I should choose one thing that I can accomplish in my lifetime. And because we were having the Democratic Convention in Denver, and it was 40 years later, I chose marijuana activism. I chose to go back to my roots. And basically, since 2008, I've moved up through the party to being the chairman of the entire party.
Wonderful. You know, I do want to talk about Denver in a few minutes, but let's talk to Charlie. Now, you've been involved. Where did you kind of get started at things, and then how did that kind of lead you into the Wyoming state chapter for the marijuana party?
In 2009, January 2009, I lost my, I was laid off from my six-figure position in the oil and gas industry there in Wyoming. And unfortunately, by June of 2009, it became painfully clear that I faced long-term unemployment, and my home was in jeopardy, and you know, everything I had left or had worked for my whole life. And I got to looking around, and I came across Jack Hare's book.
Jack Hare?
Hare's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Bring your mic up, hon.
And I sat down and started reading it. And it took me like a month to read just the first half. I get into it, and it upset me so much that I would have to put it down and relax. And so I, you know, I was tired of paying $400 an ounce for my smoke if I could find it. And I got online one day and ran across the U.S. Marijuana Party's website. I liked the message. I liked what it stood for. I've always been interested in politics, and though I'm not, I don't have a long history of voting, but I do pay attention to what's going on, and I feel personally that the two-party system that this country is involved in, most people subscribe to and believe in, is wrong. It's the problem with the political system in our country today, and we need to bring the third party back. That's why I joined the U.S. Marijuana Party. At the time, Richard Rawlins was...
Yeah, Richard Rawlins is from the Illinois Marijuana Party.
I convinced him that I had what it took to get out there and hustle the petition and make a difference. And I jumped out there and put a lot of my own money on the line petitioning, which the oil and gas, mining industry, and a number of other hardcore right-wing influences in that state promptly stomped out, as well as any chance I had of regaining any employment in the state. But I continued on. I started going to rallies in Denver, showing up down there, and you know, getting my face seen with Bill and Miguel and the Denver gang. Last summer, I broke down and went down up to the Seattle Hemp Fest. Traveled up there as well as down to Denver several times. And like Bill said, about a year ago, Richard stepped down as the chairperson, and the decision was made to bring Bill in, which I currently and still, you know, wholeheartedly support.
Mm-hmm.
And in, I believe, February, he called me up and asked me if I'd be his executive director, which just thrilled me to death.
So you're not just the Wyoming party, you're also...
I am the chairman of the Wyoming chapter as well as the executive director of the national party.
Wonderful. That's a tongueful.
And he's a great executive director.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
I tell you, I got to play a big supporting role. I don't know what kind of role you'd call it, but I got to play a great role in the Denver 420 event this year, and it was just a...
I heard that was a great time. And a lot of good folks came out to that.
Wow, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, we made him our chauffeur, gopher guy.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, I just want to remind everybody, of course, this is Hemp Rock Radio as well as Hemp Rock TV. We are here at the WEED Radio Network Studios, the Hemp Rock headquarters, and we are not only recording for Hemp Rock TV for public access, not only on Media Bridges, but as well Northern Kentucky Insight Cable, and you know what channels you're watching. So, you know, we are trying to get some things going. I know a lot of you folks love to watch the TV program, and I want to let you all know that Charles Burns, Chuck the Burn Man, who was also the co-host here for the listeners on Hemp Rock Radio, did pass away in May from cancer, and so we honor him in everything that we do. I just want folks to know that. And of course, on the radio show, we have a 420 on radio that you're listening to right now on WVQC 95.7 FM. And WVQC.org, of course. It is airing every Monday, and today is the Monday show, of course, but it also airs Thursdays. We have a 420 on each show. We air on those networks at 4 to 5 on Monday and 4 to 6 on Thursdays with the drive time and, of course, a 420. And we honor Burn Man for the 420 rant. Now, I'm not quite sure what time this is in the airing on radio right now. So we'll just say that if we've got something that you want to rant about for the 420, now would probably be a good time. But in the meantime, I just want to remind everybody that my guest, not only for the TV today, as well as the radio show, is Wayward Bill and Charlie Lake, and they are with the U.S. Marijuana Party, both chairman and
executive director.
I already forgot. Sorry about that. And Wyoming, the state of Wyoming. And they are on their way to the July 4th smoke-in, the 43rd July 4th smoke-in in Washington, D.C. It is put on by the Yippies and a lot of other folks out of D.C., and they try to get as many people there as they can to support, just like the 420 event in D.C. takes place as well. And so what we're doing, not only for radio right now, we're giving the pre-story on the traveling tour on the way to D.C., and then they're going to come back at the end of the week after July 4th, and those people listening on Hemp Rock Radio on July 2nd, they will be back for next Monday, probably over the weekend, getting another television recording. That will be the second half of what you're viewing right now with the rest of the story of how that D.C. smoking was. And so for you folks on television on both sides of the river here in the tri-state, Insight and Time Warner Cable on both sides of the river, you're going to get the before and after story. And but you folks listening on WVQC, while this is airing on 95.7 and WVQC.org on July 2nd, which this is being recorded for radio as well, you're going to get it, and we're going to let you know you still have time to get to D.C. if you want to. Now that's some of the information that we're going to get from these folks right now. Of course, where is this going to take place on July 4th? And is it going to be a march as well as a concert? What are all the different things that are going to happen?
It is a three-prong event. Basically, we start gathering in Lafayette Square Park, which is on the west side of the White House. Easy to find, Lafayette Square Park. We start gathering between noon and 12, just general gathering. Chit-chat, little icebreaker. We start our rally at noon, and that goes on until 3 o'clock. We do speaking and pre-speaking there, basically, using bullhorn. We don't set up a stage in Lafayette Square Park. 3 o'clock, Miguel Lopez, who is the chief organizer for the Denver 420 rally, will line everybody up for march, to 23rd and Constitution, which is by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall and the Lincoln Memorial. There we have our stage every year, along with music. We will have some speakers again, and at the same time, we will be organizing up for the first ever political convention that the U.S. Marijuana Party is putting on. We'll be talking about who we may want to endorse for president this year. We're going to talk about officers. We need to rebuild the party. We need to get it back up to the strength it was when Mark Emery was involved, which was 20 state chapters. We're down to 4. Hopefully we'll walk away at least with 6 to 8 chapters and start building on that and building us back up as a political entity, because we do need a third political party that speaks for marijuana-minded, cannabis-minded, hemp-minded people that, want to change in laws and change the status quo the way it is. We have to end the drug war against this plant.
I couldn't agree more, and it is we have the Libertarian Party, and of course Gary Johnson and Judge Gray from California is running on the Libertarian ticket, and we can say they're a third party, yet we know that any third party that really tries to get out there is ignored by the media and the other parties, and even if it's struggling, it's just more important to have a list of parties out there, so even if we get ignored, they know that we are here. You know, I'm part of the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, which was founded by Willie Nelson. Of course, that's what that we're a part of. So if you locally want to join something that helps push political things, such as, you know, that right now, and I want to let folks know about this, because at least specifically for the radio listeners, for you TV listeners out there that are going to hear this after the fact, the bill will still be active and may have even been introduced by the time you see this. I'm not sure when it will be introduced, but Senator Perry Clark from the Louisville area of Kentucky has picked up the bandwagon for Gatewood Galbraith, who we lost in January. And there it's terrible that we've lost him, but what's happening is that, and you're woohooing Senator Clark jumping in and taking the bandwagon up, yes, of course, there is now going to be the Gatewood Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act that Senator Clark will be introducing to the legislators. It'll probably end up in committee first, if it even gets put on the table. But you know, in Kentucky, they don't have the initiative process. Everything has to be put through the legislators. And so with Senator Clark's help, we hope to push this bill through for medical marijuana in the state of Kentucky. On July 5th, so for the radio listeners out there, at 2 o'clock in front of the Capitol, in Frankfort, Kentucky, Senator Clark will be having a press conference, 2 p.m. this Thursday, July 5th again, press conference to let folks know in the media and everywhere else that we are pushing this bill on behalf of Gatewood Galbraith and medical marijuana here in the state of Kentucky. We don't have a number, or I don't think he has a number for it yet. I think they have to wait till it's introduced to get a number. But I'm going to keep you informed on that. Of course, today, Mima Susan Gopp did not stick around here. We had a little function for the guys here while they're traveling. Had a few friends over, and to honor their visit, and Mima Susan couldn't stick around for this recording, but she will be down in Frankfort videotaping and audio taping on behalf of Hemp Rock and Cannabis Village. And so when we get some footage for that and some audio for that, you'll be able to see that here on Hemp Rock TV on Access, as well as on Hemp Rock Radio, probably on Thursday's show. So for the radio listeners out there that hear that now, of course, that is this Thursday, July 5th. And so locally, we are the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati chapter of, again, the Willie Nelson Teapot Party group. And if you don't know, that came about when Willie Nelson, about a year and a half ago, was stopped again in the bus and arrested for some marijuana. Imagine that. And when asked how he felt about it, getting harassed again by the traffic police on the road, was, well, if they can have the tea party, why can't we have the teapot party? And so if you're interested in being a little bit more political and also getting educated and supporting, again, the Gatewood Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act, as well as other things in Kentucky, hemp initiative and stuff, you can join us locally if you're in Northern Kentucky. Now, of course, there's many, many other groups. And if you're interested, if you're hearing this on Hemp Rock Radio, and if you get to see it in time on public access, if you miss this one, there'll be others. But on July 21st, Senator Perry Clark, again, is having a cookout at his home in Louisville for supporters of this bill, and that includes our local teapot group and us from Hemp Rock. So now, what we were talking about was third parties. Now, granted, the Teapot Party isn't a legit party, as they say, probably any more than the Libertarian Party really is, but really, isn't it the essence of democracy that we have more than one or two parties? So I have this big issue, and of course now we're in a situation again where if you vote third party, whether it's the Teapot or the Tea or the Libertarian or the Green Party or the this party or the Roseanne Barr party, you know, she's the Green Party, I think, are we screwing ourselves and we'll end up with a Republican president again, like with what happened with Bush and Gore and the Nader incident? If we vote for the best candidate, which, of course, is Gary Johnson with the Libertarian Party, are we going to screw ourselves? Now, you guys said that, or somebody said earlier, and at this point in time, which is really July 1st, 2012, I admit, I'm not sure if there is still a chance for Ron Paul to be the Republican Party nominee, or is it past that time right now?
I don't know what's going on with Ron Paul. I don't think he has votes for the Republican floor, and I think that they could use that to sway policy on to Romney and the delegates that way and influence a Republican policy into the next presidency. But I don't see Ron Paul getting on the ticket, and I don't see him being as the running partner to Mitt Romney.
Oh, Mitt will never have Ron Paul as his running mate. What I was hoping for was when Ron Paul does not get to be the nominee for the Republican Party and lost, that Gary Johnson would then pipe up and say, why don't you come over here? Now, I don't know if he's legally allowed to once he's ran for Republican. Maybe there's some rule that once you've ran and you lost, you can't jump to another party and get on that bill. But why couldn't he have been picked up as the vice president nominee with Gary Johnson? Now, the Judge James Gray is wonderful, but with Gary picking him for the Libertarian vice president run, that really kills the idea of Ron Paul doing that.
And also splintered the Republican camps that were already splintered.
Well, here's the thing, though. Ron Paul started out as a Libertarian many years ago. He really is just a Libertarian in disguise as a Republican because he figured, well, I'm not going to get picked by the Republican or the Libertarian Party. I might as well jump on the bandwagon just to get in there. Well, again, he may not be able to legally do that, but it's already a splint, and I really think that would have been the wedge where the third party then might have been able to pull it, but it's not going to happen now.
I think Ron Paul and finances had a lot to do with the two. He spent a lot of money, to win what he did garner as delegates with the Republicans, but he paid for those delegates.
Yeah.
A third party is never going to enter the picture or become any kind of an influence until somebody actually forms a legitimate third party. There is no legitimate Libertarian third party or any other legitimate third party.
Well, see, that's
it. Become legitimate through petitioning.
Right. Well, the Reform Party did it with Ross Perot, and then he stepped out and the whole thing crumbled. And it definitely just kind of fell apart after that. And I think maybe some of those folks turned into the Tea Party. I'm not really sure. But then, of course, the Republican right-wingers hijacked the Tea Party. Mm-hmm.
You see, I see the future for the U.S. Marijuana Party. Not so much. I mean, we may come out and endorse somebody for president this year, but I'd rather, we are a grassroots organization. I see us starting on local levels. There is somebody running on the U.S. Marijuana ticket in Pennsylvania. His name's Tom Johnson. I think he's running for city council wherever he lives in Pennsylvania. He will be at the political convention. I've yet to meet the fellow. So I picture us, being a grassroots organization, starting on our state and local levels and getting people in place that can do some good that way, and then working on to the national tickets of senator, representative, vice president, president.
Yeah, that is one way that it is more viable for other parties is at the local level. It does change completely. And I think that the local news also probably covers something like that more often. Not all the time, obviously, but you wanted to say something, Charlie. Sorry.
In my state of Wyoming, I can legitimately form the U.S. Marijuana Party of Wyoming with 5,000 signatures on a petition.
Yeah, that's usually how you get it in.
I personally petitioned the entire state of Wyoming, but
okay, now wait a minute. You did tell me that there was 350,000 people in the state of Wyoming.
That's correct. We are the least populated state in the nation.
And you still need 5,000 signatures to make a party.
2 years ago, we elected a new governor, the Democratic governor, David Friedenthal, lost out to our current governor, Matt Mead, who is a Republican. Our state is big energy, oil, gas, coal, uranium, and other minerals. The mining industry is huge. And that's what we face in my state. I did really well early on, but as soon as the word got out, those interests put an end to my petition drive and any participation in it. So I kind of hope that I'm going to be able to rekindle some interest in my state, especially especially when it comes to
that.
Forming that third party, because 5,000 signatures out of 350,000 ain't many, and if we can get them to come out of the closet.
Well, that's the key. Can we get him out of the closet? Yeah. So, what are the laws in Wyoming? It's not a medical state, right?
It is not. In my county, it's a misdemeanor up to 3 ounces. But if they charge you with distribution, it's a mandatory 10 years.
Unbelievable, crazy, and but you border with Colorado.
And Montana.
That's sort of like us here in Ohio. We border with Michigan, the medical state. So now, Bill, of course, you're in Colorado in the Denver area. So I'm certain there's no comparison there as it is, not only in Wyoming, but especially around here. You guys here in Kentucky and in Cincinnati just have no idea what it's like in places like Denver, California, even Michigan, on the types of cooperatives and dispensaries and availability for medical patients, of course. It is unbelievable. I can't even explain to you unless you just go see these places. Even if you just got to have a friend that, a lot of places won't even let somebody in. Some might let somebody in to see but not buy anything. But if you know somebody, and when you're in other states that are medical, if you have any way of seeing a place like this, I encourage you to do it, because you'll be going, what's going on? So just for a little bit of that, Bill, since you're in Denver, not only, first of all, is Colorado medical now, but the city of Denver passed a number of years ago by the voters to legalize for adult use. Now, originally, I'm sure he'll tell you that the cops said, well, you know, so what? We'll just charge you under county or state law.
That still stands, unfortunately. And it actually has gotten a little worse, because we have a new mayor and a new chief of police. We have Michael Hancock as mayor, and Robert White, Chief Robert White, who is the new chief of police, came out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Wonderful. We send our stuff to you guys.
As your chief of police here, or down there, I mean. And this year, when we were having the normal powwow with city officials before the 420 rally, we brought up that, you know, we were having a first time ever national act. We were having Too Short as our main performer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We were talking to them about added security, and you can't use Denver City Police. I mean, the one that just got shot was covering a jazz concert, you know, off duty, you know. And but he said because of, you know, given the spirit of the event, he could not subject his officers, you know, basically to monitor a marijuana rally. And I looked at him and I said, but chief, in 2005 we legalized marijuana here in the city and county of Denver for recreational use, and it's just you and the mayor that are preventing the will of the people.
Ludicrous.
And he looked at me and he goes, well, you know, it's against state law, but it is against federal law too.
Yeah, well, you know, here's what you say to the sheriff. Go get the rules on what the job of the sheriff is. The sheriff is the most high in the area, and they, by law, have to do what the people want to support the county, even if it's stopping the feds or even the state from coming in. That is the job of the sheriff. Go ahead, Charlie.
You know, they say, you know, they pass these medical marijuana laws, and they say, well, it's still illegal under federal law, but didn't the Congress just recently reaffirm that it's the state's rights which favors medical marijuana, and that takes out that argument?
Well, I know that the United States Supreme Court in the Raich case said
Congress passed it.
Congress said that there's states' rights in medical marijuana.
They reaffirmed the fact that marijuana is a state issue earlier this year. In Congress.
There was some kind of a case. I just don't know how it's being used, if any, yet.
I mean, if Congress has passed forth legislation stating that marijuana is a state issue, a legitimate, recognized state issue, how can the states possibly use the defense that is still illegal under federal law?
Well, they do it because they have the bigger guns.
Actually,
the California Supreme Court ruled against that, and no state can use federal law to enforce for marijuana. That came out this past spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the cop that pulled over the guy and said, well, I'm not going to charge you under state law, but I can charge you under federal law, and that got stricken down.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, here's the thing. Look on the internet, watch things like this, listen to radio shows like this. There's lots of them out there. Get yourself educated. That's the most important thing, because
that's
there
right.
there are so many different cases. It is there's not enough airtime to have to tell you everything that's going on around this country, even in your states, on the different things that are happening with the different activists, the different groups doing stuff. Again, now, we are here because these guys are on the way from Denver and Wyoming, Colorado, of course, on the way to D.C.'s 43rd annual Smoke-In for July 4th. And one more time, tell us real quick, where is everybody meeting the first event?
Okay, basically the jump-off point is Lafayette Square, which is on the west side of the White House. We start gathering there anytime, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. The actual rally starts at noon and goes on till 3 o'clock, which then we form up. We march down to 23rd and Constitution, which is, I forget the name of the ballpark, but if you're in the march, we're easy to find.
You
walk there with us.
You can see him.
But, you know, if you just get to 23rd and Constitution, ask any park ranger, you know, where's the smoking is, and they will direct you, and you will be searched. It is, you know, it is Homeland Security ever since 9/11
in D.C.
We're now an oxymoron. Prior to 9/11, basically, they looked the other way when people fired up. You will be arrested for smoking marijuana on the 4th of July in Washington, D.C. Do not do it, please. We don't want to have to work to bail you out. We, you know, it costs us enough money to put this rally on every year, and we want to make sure you're protected.
So so this is a metaphorical smoke-in, folks.
Yeah, metaphorical or oxymoronic, I like to say.
Yep, absolutely. So now, is there a website that people can go to get information?
Yes, all they have to do is go to smokein.org.
Smokein.org. Wonderful. And now, real quick, where can they find you, Bill?
For the United States Marijuana Party, it's www.usmjparty.com or .org.
And Charlie, where can they find you if they want to find the Wyoming Party?
At the websites just listed, or you can find me on Facebook under Charlie Lake.
Wonderful. Now, of course, one more time, I want to let everybody know what's going on. I am, of course, the Happy Hemptress. We are here at the WEED Radio Network Studios and the Hemp Rock headquarters. And we are not only recording for air for Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org and 95.7 FM in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area for July 2nd. The anniversary for the second year being on 95.7 FM for WVQC. This is also, though, being aired, or will be aired, if you're watching right now, then it has already been aired, of course, for public access in Kentucky, Insight, Northern Kentucky, Insight Cable on Channel 21, as well as the home of WVQC, Media Bridges, Channels 4 and or 24 on Time Warner Cable in the tri-state or the Hamilton County area. Sorry, folks. And so if you're watching this right now, of course, it is the first half of the DC Smoke-In story. These guys will be coming back through. We'll have a second segment coming up in a few minutes with the rest of the story, their report back after the DC Smoke-In. That will be the second half of this television recording. You'll find out how the event went, who all showed up, and what wonderful things happened in Washington, DC, which, by the way, will be allowed to have medical marijuana in dispensaries in the city of DC. So as they say, the same congressmen that are voting to keep you illegal in your states, whether you have medical marijuana or not, those same congressmen, while they're in the city of D.C., will be able to come medical patients and go buy marijuana in the city of D.C. How's that for an oxymoron?
No, yeah, but what's this no smoking at the 4th of July?
Yeah. Again, it's a metaphorical smoke-in. You were going to say, Bill?
Isn't it wonderful for them? I don't know how D.C. citizenship works, but I know that they have been fighting to get the national vote for years. It took them 10 years from the time that they actually voted, and they voted before California did for medical marijuana.
Same year. Yep,
but it took Congress 10 years just to get off their keisters to take care of the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
You know, the District of Columbia has no vote. basically in national elections.
Yeah. Now, of course, who was that? That was Congressman Bob Barr at the time. Not only was his name Barr, but he barred what the voters voted for. And that was while he was congressman. He got it passed that no federal money would be allowed to be spent to count the vote, just to count the vote. With the lawsuit, they were able to then to count it and found out we won, of course, in D.C., and now it is being implemented. Now, where is Bob Barr now? He's a retired congressman, and he's actually, I think, on the board of MPP, Marijuana Policy Project, still.
I believe so, and he's
on our side now, folks.
He ran for the Libertarian Party ticket in 2008.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, it's amazing how things happen and how people realize their folly and then change that. So, so for you radio listeners out there on WVQC.org, that is, and 95.7, next week, after you guys get back after the 4th on Monday, which would then be, I think, the July 9th, I believe, you guys will come back with the story on how the event went, and you guys out there in Radio Land will hear that story 1 week from July 2nd. But for you guys out there on public access viewers, you'll see both halves. But I want to thank both the TV and the radio watchers and listeners for being a part of this, and I personally want to thank you, Bill, and you, Charlie, for stopping in Cincinnati so we could get this recording done for both radio and TV. Again, we just don't get many people from outside of the area here to come here, and whether it's here at the headquarters or at WVQC Studios, to record live stuff. So I appreciate you guys getting off the beaten path on the way to D.C. and joining us and having some nice smoke-ins here.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Wonderful. It's just wonderful.
It was great to come to Cincinnati. I am an expatriate Buckeye. It's always
nice
to come back to my home state and see how it's doing. Sorry you guys didn't get your ballot initiatives for both your medical marijuana initiatives, the one Tonya Davis had and the one Teresa Daniello had.
Yeah.
Maybe next time, guys, fight harder, get those signatures. Put up a unified front next time.
That's right. That's right. And don't forget, of course, lots of things coming in Kentucky and Cincinnati with the Teapot Group, Hemp Rock, and for other shows that Wayward Bill has been on, you can go to the WEEDRadioNetwork.com to the archive page for Hemp Rock and find those shows and many others. And so back to myself in the WVQC radio studios, and then we'll see you on the second segment, the next half of this video here for Hemp Rock TV. Thanks, guys. And I also want to give kudos to Country Kenny and Doc Diablo, our videographers today for Hemp Rock TV.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
That's right. Thank you, Gatewood. We love you and we miss you. And don't forget, Thursday, 2 p.m., Senator Perry Clark from Louisville and Kentucky Senate will be having a press conference on the Capitol steps in Frankfort in front of the Capitol, 2 p.m. Thursday, to announce the Gatewood Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act coming soon to Kentucky. Also, again, kudos to this station, Media Bridges, WVQC, and the WVQC 2-year anniversary of launch on 95.7 today, 2 years ago, July 2nd, at the Northside Carnival. And also, I will be a guest tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on the Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense Show. That's tonight, again, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Inland Empire Talk Radio, KCAA, 1050 a.m., with Lanny Swerdlow. And he'll be on my show here next Monday. Stay tuned. Have a great July 4th, folks. And I don't know what's coming up next. I'm already rolling over to the next time. But I will see you Thursday, and we'll get an update from Mima from Frankfort, Kentucky. I'm the Happy Hemptress. It's WVQCLP Cincinnati, and we're out of here.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and Mima Gop. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Up next is Queen City Awesome with local music and happenings on 95.7 WVQC.
WVQC, people-powered radio.